Hillary wants to abolish, essentially abolish, the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick, her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
okay, explain to us people who don't understand and you that you want to laugh at what he meant by that.
Don, the man, I think we all know, is running for president of the United States. He probably has some data that one-issue voters, a lot of one-issue voters, vote on the Second Amendment issue. It's clear he's trying to motivate people to go out and vote based on the potential for an open Supreme Court seat. How that's clear to you, that was some kind of call to an open revolution and to start firing your weapons at public officials is utter absurdity.
No one said that, Dan. No one said that. If he wanted people to go out and vote, why not just say, go out and vote? The Supreme Court depends on it.
Listen,
the Second Amendment depends on it. Why give some? Why say something like that if that's not what he meant? As the someone who's running for leader of the free world, shouldn't he be as clear in his words as possible? Go ahead.
Don, do you want me to? I'll answer that question. Listen, we can disagree about how imprudent he worded that, but to suggest that he was calling to violence means to me that you came into this with the idea that Donald Trump was calling to violence. Let me make the case afterwards. You didn't come into this with a clear and open mind. Listen, I endorsed Cruz in the primary campaign. I'm not a Trump surrogate. I'm supporting him.
Dan,
now.
What you're saying right now makes no sense. I'm sitting at home. I'm watching Donald Trump. I have two ears and two eyes, and I can see the reaction of the people behind me. And we're not stupid. Every single person you have on this panel, who are very smart people,
Don,
David Gergen, who's respected. Hang on, can you let me finish,
years.
Dan? David Gergen, who's respected by people on both sides, by Republicans and by Democrats, who've worked for Republicans and Democrats, who has worked for a president who's had an assassination attempt, who's lived through presidents who've been assassinated, knew exactly what Donald Trump is saying, and we're supposed to be stupid enough not to understand that and to believe the spin coming from the surrogates and for people like you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
It doesn't make it. Don, frankly, I'm ashamed that you're talking to me as if I'm a child when 12 years of my life.
No,
I was
you're
a
treating me as a child because you're telling me
line,
what I'm supposed
you were
to hear.
How to
you're
be a TV
and you're sitting here on television
here
lying to the American people.
You don't know crap about this, Don. You're a TV guy. I was a Secret Service agent. Now cut off my mic. Do what you
I'm
want.
I'm not
going
to cut off your mic.
Listen,
I'm going to tell you that you're
David
sitting
Gergen.
Here and you're
you
lying to the American
about.
People. You're lying to the American people, and you know that you're lying to the American people. It's one of those things where everybody else is crazy, but the person who is wrong. But Dan, you're running for office in Florida. You're running for Congress.
Yes.
So do you support this kind of language, this kind of rhetoric coming from Donald Trump as someone who's running for elected office?
Don, what kind of language? Trying to motivate
Just
Second Amendment
Just answer the question. Do you support what Donald Trump said today?
That was an answer to the question. Support
yes or
what?
No?
Getting
do you
people
support,
out to vote for Donald
do
Trump?
Do you support what he said today?
Don, people who believe Second Amendment should absolutely vote against the gun grabber, Hillary Clinton, 100%. And whatever you need to say within the realm of reason to motivate people to get out and vote, yes, you should do that because you will lose
First
your Second
First of all,
Amendment
that's a talking
rights.
Point to call Hold someone on, a gun grabber. No one is trying to take your guns.
Right.
That is a talking
Don,
point.
Don, you're Captain Talking Point. You're like Captain Talking Point, and then you throw it back at me. Your insults
What's
aren't
my
even
talking
that good.
Point? Tell me what my talking point is, Dan.
You came into this and you said, listen, this is pretty clear. Donald Trump was implying some kind of a violent act against Mrs. Clinton, which I'm
How is that a talking
you from 12
point?
Years
How
of
is that a talking point?
Doing that.
How is that a talking
you came
point?
Into this
do you know what a talking point is? A talking point is when you are a political operative
times.
And you go on television
right.
every single day and you say the same thing over and over and over, whether it's
day.
Wrong or not.